One very good thing that's been happening this year is that we've known that this was coming. We've known that it would be hard for people, and we've prepared. One thing that we've done in the most vulnerable areas of the country is that we've talked to the communities, we've worked with them, and they presented projects. How could they help their land get better this year? How could we help them create jobs so that they could stay in place and not go to neighboring countries to try to make money to send to their families back in Niger? And so everywhere in the country, what you've seen is dozens and dozens of projects. I was outside of Maradi, about 30 minutes outside of Maradi, and in this small community, in this village, people from the community had gathered and they had started building something that is very simple, building little holes in the land so that they could plant seeds and then fertilize and make sure that when it rains, the seeds don't wash away and that they have a better chance of growing more food. So this is one example of projects that we've been involved in throughout the country. The result of these projects is that for the past few months, people have had more money in their pocket. They've been able to stay in place. They've been able to purchase food.
Also, looking at some of your own observations when you were there, How does a person there get through the day, just starting from getting up in the morning? How are they making it through the day and feeding their families on a day-to-day basis?
Of course, it depends where they live. It depends if they live in an urban area. Let me talk to you a little bit about people who live in the countryside and small villages, because this is where the most vulnerable people in Niger are located. First of all, you know, they wake up in the morning, and then one thing that's important throughout the day is make sure that they get water. In some places, they have water directly in the village, so it's not a big issue. But in some places, they have to walk and get the water. I've seen places where we're intervening now, helping them. But before we could reach them, people had grown so desperate that we met a woman who essentially was struggling so much to feed her family that she had to get out of the village and go pick leaves on the trees and cook them for a long time so they would not be too bitter, so that they would be eatable for her family. And this is essentially what she had to feed for her family. And this is why right now with WFP, we've been working very, very hard with the local authorities, with the government, with our partners on the ground to make sure that we could identify and reach these villages where people really need some assistance. In some cases, when the food is available in the market, but people don't necessarily have the money to purchase it for the next few months, we're giving them money to be able to buy food and feed their families. In some areas that are really remote and isolated, where harvests have been eaten, there's not a lot of food left and food is hard to access, then in some cases we're giving people food directly. So we're doing all these things to make sure that people do not fall over the edge in the next few months.
The next harvest is coming up in September. What are the expectations from this upcoming harvest? Do you think there will be enough food for people?
Right now, it's really the critical time. When I was there, I saw one big rain. Rain is good. It's essentially, it's the desert. There's not a lot of rain. Fields are sandy very often. You know, you have the feeling when you come from the outside that people are growing food in the sand. So it's a very difficult situation. So people who work in the villages, who work their fields, they take really good care of them and they watch and they really hope that there's good rain and that no insects will come and destroy their crops. So this is really what you hear from the ground when you see this, and you can tell that, you know, it's a struggle. But, you know, people are working very hard. Everywhere I went, it was pretty much the time that they were planting seeds, or they had planted seeds a couple days or weeks before. I saw in some cases, in some places, I saw someone who was proudly showing that the food was starting to grow, which is a good sign. But of course, you know, they need to get the maximum out of their land. And this is something that, you know, everybody's working very hard.